With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer disagree over the possibility of a Palestinian state. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The two leaders displayed great warmth and cooperation following their talks in the UK, but there's distance between them and how to reach peace in the Middle East. Britain will soon recognize a Palestinian state, but the president is not on board.
I have a disagreement with the prime minister on that score.
At the United Nations last week, the U.S. voted against a resolution supporting a two-state solution and urging Israel to commit to a Palestinian state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy says the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk would likely fail if he tried to use an insanity defense.
The evidence powerfully shows a lot of planning, thoughtful motive. To prosecute a case like this successfully, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this was intentional murder, and there are exacerbating factors here that go to his motive.
McCarthy was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Turning Point USA announced today Erica Kirk has been unanimously elected as its next leader and will serve as CEO and board chair. The organization Charlie Kirk founded to mobilize young Christian conservatives has seen a massive surge in interest and support since his assassination last week. Police returning to a home in the rolling farmland of southern Pennsylvania in search of a suspected stalker encountered a barrage of gunfire that left three of them dead and two wounded. One of the wounded police officers is still hospitalized. This is SRN News. Marriage is changing in Northern Ireland.
A new survey indicates that there are more humanist weddings taking place in the country than Protestant ones. The Northern Ireland Statistics and Research Agency reports that about 15% of all weddings that took place last year were of the humanist variety, up sharply from less than 1% when the government recognized such unions legally in 2018. Meanwhile, the majority of weddings in Northern Ireland are Catholic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some lawmakers in Wisconsin concerned about a rise in anti-Semitism in their state would like to see a law that adopts a new definition of the problem. Supporters say the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism should be made a part of Wisconsin law. Opponents say it's too broad and could essentially criminalize any criticism of the actions of Israel's government. The Jewish Community Relations Council of Milwaukee is firmly in the supporters' camp. SRN News. Tech stocks gave markets a boost.
Wall Street rolled to more records, led by a rally in technology stocks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 124 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. NVIDIA rose sharply after announcing a partnership with Intel. NVIDIA said it would invest $5 billion in its fellow semiconductor company and develop new products with it. Intel, which has been struggling recently, soared to its best day since 1987. Seth Sutel, New York.
Federal authorities have arrested a Harvard Business School graduate on charges he swindled fellow alumni of the prestigious school out of more than $4 million. The fraud charges were filed against Vladimir Artamonov after he was arrested in Elk Ridge, Maryland. Artamonov promised low-risk investments with high returns. More details at SRNNews.com.